Amen, we said together. Pastor Weeks closed his Bible, and the funeral was over. Nehemiah drove his shovel into the mound of dirt and pitched some into the open grave. The earth rattled and bounced on the coffin lid. Old Ben put on his hat and walked toward the mule team. Mr. Robert reached for coins to pay the pastor. Ruth drew a line in the dust with her toe. My belly flipped with worry. I was breathing hard, as if I'd run all the way to the village and back. This was the moment we'd been waiting for, the one that Mama promised would come. It was up to me to take care of things, to find a place for us. I had to be bold. I stood up proper, the way I had been taught, chin up, eyes down, took Ruth by the hand, and walked over to the men. "Pardon me, Pastor Weeks, sir," I said. "May I ask you something?" He set his hat on his head.
"Certainly, Isabel."
I held Ruth's hand tighter. "Where do you think we should go?"
"What do you mean, child?"
"I know I'll find work, but I can't figure where to sleep, me and Ruth. I thought you might know a place." Pastor Weeks frowned.
"I don't understand what you're saying, Isabel. You're to return with Mr. Robert here. You and your sister belong to him now."
I spoke slowly, saying the words I had practiced in my head since Miss Mary Finch took her last breath. The words that would change everything. "Ruth and me are free, Pastor. Miss Finch freed us in her will. Mama, too, if she had lived. It was done up legal, on paper, with wax seals." Mr. Robert snorted.
"That's enough out of you, girl. Time for us to be on the road to Newport.